This is Intersection. I'm Matthew Petty. Mayor Buddy Dyer has been re-elected to a fifth full term, extending his 16-year tenure at the helm of the City Beautiful. Orlando wasn't the only Central Florida city voting for a mayor or commissioners on Tuesday. Oviedo has a new mayor, and cities and towns from Brevard to Lake County turned out to the polls to vote for new leadership and vote on referendums on taxes and charter amendments. If your city was one of those electing new leadership or voting on a referendum, what issues got you out to the polls? You can reach out to us on Twitter with your comments and questions at WMFE Orlando, or give us a call. We're at 1-866-338-5252. We're going to start our conversation with a look at elections in Brevard County. We're joined by Dave Berman. He's the government editor for Florida Today. Thank you so much for being with us, Dave.
Well, thanks for having me.
So what was the biggest race of the night? There were a lot of kind of fairly small municipalities electing folks to city commission, et cetera. What was the standout election for you?
Well, for me, there were seven different communities with elections. One of the most interesting things in Brevard County was the Cape Canaveral elections, mm-hmm. where there were four candidates running for two seats, and an incumbent, Rocky Randles, who served for 31 years on the council, was defeated in that election. He finished third among four candidates, so that mm-hmm. was one of the more interesting surprises in the elections.
Yeah, and so, as you say, he'd been there for a number of years, and I was reading about Mike Brown. We hear a lot about what it costs to campaign, even municipal elections today, but Mike Brown, who won a seat on the council, said he spent just $400 on that race. What do you make of that?
Well, I think it's a lot in these local races. It's a lot to do with getting out and going door to door to the voters, and that personal contact is really what puts some candidates over the top. Mm-hmm. And you know, in a local election like this, you really can't spend too much except for maybe signs to put out on lawns. But getting that personal contact with voters is really important for a lot of people, so they connect the face with the name on the ballot, and mm-hmm. maybe we'll put that check mark next to that candidate when they go to the polls.
And there's not a lot of money at stake in terms of the salary they draw, right? It's like a couple of $1,000s a year for the work they put in to lead the city.
Right. For example, in Cape Canaveral, it's $4,000 a year is what the city council members get. And for some of the smaller groups like in Barefoot Bay, mm-hmm. which has a board of trustees, they don't get paid at all to serve on that board.
Right. So I noted, too, in your coverage, Florida Today's coverage, Maria Callum, one of the winners on the council race in Cape Canaveral, said there'd been issues with council members being civil to each other. What did she mean by that? Has there been sort of like a history of incivility in Cape Canaveral commission meetings and the like up till now?
Well, she was one of the new candidates that just got elected, and there were some issues in Cape Canaveral where the city manager, for example, recently was fired by the city council, which has the power to fire the city manager. Mm-hmm. And they really, there was some conflict during some of the meetings where there wasn't really a full explanation of why the city manager was getting fired, and some of the councilors objected to the fact that it came up very suddenly, and they felt they should have had more time to discuss the issue. And there was some members of the public that were upset as well because of the severance benefits the outgoing city mm-hmm. manager is going to get. Mm-hmm. And now one of the issues coming up with the new council will be replacing that person with a new city manager, and they're mm-hmm. looking for one right now.
How much does that job pay, the city manager position, do you know?
I don't know the exact number, but that pays pretty well. Normally, city managers get between $60,000 to $80,000 typically mm-hmm. for a mid-sized city.
Right. So one referendum issue, too, up for a vote in Cape Canaveral. Voters voted no to allow the city to offer property tax breaks to businesses that bring full-time jobs into the city. I'm just wondering what that little vote there tells us about the economy of Cape Canaveral, and how much would city leaders have been counting on that referendum to sort of help drive that economy forward?
Well, that was an interesting vote because most votes in other communities, for example, other cities in Brevard County like Melbourne and Palm Bay do have these economic incentive programs. Mm-hmm. And Brevard County government also has such a program, and voters do have to approve these. So this was one of the first times where municipal electorate voted down this proposal, And it could mean that businesses that want to relocate into Cape Canaveral, they're looking for some incentive to do so, might look elsewhere because they don't get this incentive from the city.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a very close vote. It was within 2 percentage points against, I think it was 51% to 49%.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a close vote, but it was turned down. So it was a little bit of a surprise considering the history of these referendums in other communities.
Right. And there is this sort of renaissance going on the Space Coast with the space industry, right? You have these new companies coming in and setting up shop and sort of developing satellites, launch facilities. Is that sort of a subject of conversation that comes up around campaign season? Do candidates like to sort of tout what they would do to help attract these companies, these more of these kind of companies to Cape Canaveral?
Well, I think that's one concern is that a company that maybe would locate within the city limits might decide, well, we'll go to another community like Cocoa Beach or Titusville, where they might be able to get these type of incentives rather than or locate right on the Kennedy Space Center property.
Mm-hmm.
So Cape Canaveral, by not approving this referendum, loses a possible advantage to attract some of these companies into the within the city limits.
Right. Thinking about some of those other municipalities where they're holding elections on Tuesday night in the towns of Indian Harbour and Indian Atlantic, candidates in both those elections have talked about the health of the Indian River Lagoon. Has that been a common theme in Brevard County elections, or is it more just cities and towns that are right next to, right adjacent to the lagoon?
Well, both those communities, it's a big issue there. And countywide, the county several years ago passed a sales tax referendum where there's a 0.5% sales tax on retail purchases that go directly to projects to help the lagoon. So that's been a big issue. And that tax has raised about $40 million a year for different types of projects
mm-hmm.
that are supporting improving the condition of the lagoon, which is one of the biggest issues right now in Brevard County. It's an issue both in local governments and the municipalities as well as in the county commission. And also the Tourist Development Council also has set aside money from the hotel tax for projects to help the lagoon as well. So it's a real big issue crossing different types of local governments and crossing political party lines.
Right, so no doubt that'll be something that we'll hear more about in 2020 with elections there too. We've been speaking to Dave Berman. He's the government editor for Florida Today. Thank you for being with us, Dave.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Still to come on Intersection, we'll take a closer look at some of the other races in Central Florida, including the results in Orlando elections, and we'll take your calls. What issues got you out to the polls on Tuesday night, or what made you stay home? You can reach out to us on Twitter at WMFE Orlando, or give us a call 1-866-338-5252. That's when Intersection returns.